I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode.
The number one belief that you need to grow your business. What do you think it could be? I am enough. I am good enough. The thing with business is that we are constantly doing new things, things that we haven't done before, things that we may not be an expert in. Of course, you're going to be an expert in your subject matter, and over time in business, you develop expertise, obviously, in lots of different areas of running your business. But even so, when you are looking to grow your business, we are often stepping into this space of greater uncertainty, of more unknowns. And if we are not really believing at a deep level that I am enough and that I am good enough, I do find that these beliefs can be triggered and can really prevent us from being able to move forwards and to fulfill the potential that we have in our businesses. So I believe that it is a belief that is really worth working on. If you do have any shades of the not enough coming up for you, it is so worth shifting it. It is so worth prioritizing that you shift that, because otherwise it can just continue to reoccur. You can continue to cycle through it anytime that you are doing something new, creating something new, setting a bigger goal for yourself, and really stepping into that expansion that you desire. And it can hold you back. It can really impact on the way that you are feeling, first of all, about yourself, but also about your business, and then the kind of results that you are able to achieve. So we can hear in that belief, I am not enough, or I am not good enough. It really can become embedded as an identity, as something that is quite fixed. You know, we can hear that it feels quite almost factual. I'm not enough. I am not good enough. And we could then be kind of inadvertently and subconsciously gathering evidence for that belief, rather than understanding that as business owners, we are always going to be hitting up against things that we haven't done before. We're always going to be experiencing new challenges. And what we need to be doing for ourselves through those challenges is, first of all, having this underlying belief that I am enough and I am good enough, and supporting ourselves and backing ourselves as we take these new actions, as we move through these challenges. And if we are not doing that, we're really going to be holding ourselves back. So what I would like to do today is just to take you through what I can see to happen. So one way that I can see this not enough belief flare up, and maybe you have experienced this particular pattern at some point in time in your business, or maybe it's come up for you more than once, or maybe this belief comes up for you in a different way. So here's one example of the way it can come up. Number one, we initiate a new action. Perhaps we set a new goal. Perhaps we're wanting to create something new. We're creating a new program. Perhaps you've worked with people one-on-one and now you've decided that you're going to create a group program. Or you have a more substantial business, but you set a much bigger goal for your business, or you're bringing an entirely new income stream, or you're wanting to step more up into your leadership, you're wanting to become more known in the industry. So number one is there is a new action, a new goal, something new that you are creating. And then the second part of the cycle that I'll see is that this is where the belief is triggered. I'm not enough. So So we might have been feeling fine around it when we were in ideation stage, but it's like once we start to take action towards that new thing, we can experience challenge, and this can trigger this belief of I'm not enough. And then what that can lead to is number three, resistance, whereby we might avoid taking action, we might not follow through, we might procrastinate, we might experience doubt, we might go on some kind of negative spiral about whether or not this thing is going to be successful, whether or not it is the right idea, whether or not it is the right plan. And, you know, whether or not we are actually capable of being able to do that. So we're heating up against this resistance at this point. And if we stay in this resistance and we're not able to shift that, we can then move into number four, the pivot, which sounds so elegant, but this can be where we decide the idea was wrong. And we might then go back into ideation again. It's like, no, actually that program, it just wasn't quite the right thing. Maybe it wasn't, but equally, if we're in a pattern around this, then, you know, we can just kind of keep on spiraling through these steps sometimes. And another example of a pivot could be deciding that you need to learn more, that you actually need a new strategy, and you're also just going into a spiral around your business. I wonder if that is a cycle that you can recognize that you have ever been in. And if it is, like really knowing, okay, great, this is now this opportunity for me to address it at that level of the belief of the I'm not enough, and seeing how that is able to really shift this for you. So that you are in this better position to be able to back yourself and work with yourself as you grow your business and as you create new things, hit uncertainty, hit, you know, inevitable challenges, but with this belief of I'm enough and I'm good enough, just knowing how much more you're going to be able to support yourself through that. So what do I see to be helpful when we've got this belief of I'm not enough or I'm not good enough coming up for us? Number one, get really clear on your specific variation of not enough. So for you, is it I'm not good enough? Is it I'm not cool enough? I am not smart enough? I am not what? What really comes up for you here when you think about this idea of not being enough? Number two, decide that you want to change it. Decide that you are ready to make a change around this and that it matters and that you have the power to change this. Because if you don't, you're either going to continue to wallow in it, you're going to continue to cycle through it, or it's going to stay pretty unconscious. Because that is also something that I can see, that it's not really until we delve into a pattern that you might be experiencing that we will see that this not enough belief is just lurking in the shadows there. So until we decide that we really want to do something about it, we can just cycle through it quite unconsciously, and we can reinforce it. Because if we are not taking appropriate action, if we are not following through, if we're not backing ourselves and supporting ourselves when we are taking on new challenges, creating new things, you know, going through the processes that we need to go through in order to grow our business, then it can just be really self-reinforcing. See, I'm not good enough. See, I'm not enough. So, of course, we do not want that. So decide that for yourself now. This is a belief you have seen in yourself. Just decide, I really want to change this. I am ready to change this. The third step that I see to be really helpful is to then find the origin, because shifting this belief of I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I see to be a process of healing rather than just a mindset shift. Because usually there is something deeper that is being triggered when we are in this space of I'm not enough. And often we will see this to have an origin at an earlier time in your life and often in childhood. So just checking in for yourself now, what is the origin for you? And trusting that you are going to be shown a scene or a time in your life, a circumstance that has really contributed to this belief being there. Now, of course, there could be multiple times. And when I'm working with you in a kinesiology session, sometimes we might have multiple examples and times that will come up that are all significant and all create a bigger picture of what it is that is really going on for you here. But for our purposes in this episode, just asking to be shown even one can still give you some awareness and some understanding. And I see this awareness and this understanding to be so helpful. We gain this context and we can often gain a level of compassion for ourselves as we understand why this belief is really there. Number four, what we need to then be doing with this belief is to shift it. So just placing your hands at your heart now, I'm just doing some Reiki symbols for you. So this is going to be a light shift, but you can also be available for a deeper shift. You can say, I would really love to use this Reiki energy to create a deeper shift for me around this belief. And there are so many energetic processes that I will use with clients, Reiki being one of them. And with the Reiki, I might tune in to gain more insight, awareness, understanding about this pattern, this belief for you. It could be a visualization that comes through. Sometimes we'll use an NLP process. Sometimes I'll use acupressure, which is where we're holding acupressure and acupuncture points on the body to help to create this energetic shift for you. But this is what I find to really help so that you can then go back to the belief that you had, I'm not enough, I am not good enough, and you're able to actually feel the difference. And sometimes we can think, oh, just shifting it here and now, I don't know if that's actually going to have shifted it. But when we do this process very thoroughly, which we do within a session, then what clients will find or tend to find is that when they are in a situation where in the past they might have felt like not enough, not good enough, there is a change, there is a shift, and they're no longer available for that old belief, that old feeling that had become quite automatic, creating some new neural pathways, some new automatic responses. And the automatic response that we want to be there, no matter what is going on, is I'm enough and I am good enough as one of the foundational pieces that's going to support us to grow our business. I have created a new workshop for us around this, and it is called Good Enough. And in this, I want to go deeper with you. So I've mentioned how I do this work with clients, but I felt really inspired recently to do this work with a group because I feel that it is so important. This work is so powerful, and we can do this work in a group setting. We can go so much deeper than what we're obviously able to do within a podcast episode, and we can gain a lot more clarity on what this not enoughness is about for you and what that origin is. We'll be going through a process. It's actually an NLP process, emotion change process, and there'll be other energetic tools that we will be using as well to make a really decisive shift for you, to create potentially a major change in the way that you feel about yourself so that your new foundation is, I am enough, I am good enough. So I'd love to invite you to join us. It's a low-cost workshop, and you can find all the details at alignandattract.com. www.aligninandattractpodcast.com/enough. And what I really desire for you to believe and to know is that this feeling of I'm not enough or I'm not good enough, when it does come up, or the fact that it has come up in the past, to be able to just see this as a belief that you've had that has been holding you back, that you can change. And to really understand that by finding that origin and allowing yourself to heal this, you can really create a change. You can shift it, and then you can show up differently, and that you can back yourself in a much stronger way as you grow your business. So I do really hope that you will join me in the workshop. It was aligninandattractpodcast.com/enough. And I'm so excited to hear about the shifts that you make. Thank you so much.
This was episode 117 of the Align and Attract podcast. And that means you'll find all of the relevant show notes over at aligninandattractpodcast.com/blog/117. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really love it if you'd share it with a friend or share on social media, even consider writing a little review. That would be amazing. Until next time, thank you so much.